failure to return to the property. On January 6th of 17, Defender Diaz, ADC number 047185, failed to report to the Western Regional Parole Office following his discharge from V-Ray on January 5th of 17. Offender Diaz was not given permission by Pio Borrego to change his residence. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Follow-up number one, 602-875-4313 is the offender's roommate's number at V-Ray. On January 8th of 2017, Pio Borrego attempted to contact the offender via his roommate, unsuccessful at making contact with offender Diaz. On January 8th of 2017, Pio Borrego also attempted to contact the offender's daughter, Talia, at 602-775-6727. Left a voice message requesting a call back. On January 8th of 2017, Pio Borrego attempted to contact the offender's emergency contact, Christina, 928-613-7784. Received an automated message saying, quote, cellular service, not in service at this time, quote. On January 8th of 2017, Pio Borrego also contacted the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and Maricopa County Medical Center. Both places informed they did not have any recent record of the offender in their system. The officer has not been contacted by the offender and knows of no other family or friends to contact in regards to the offender's whereabouts.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Back to you, Mr. Diaz. There is no address in the allegation follow-up. So what is false about the information?
Well, I was the one on Camelback, not on the, because I know they have two halfway houses. It's just I don't know which one that was false.
So were you at 2719 West Maryland off of 27th Avenue in Camelback?
No. I was on the one on 19th Avenue in Camelback.
Okay, sir, I will ask you, and again, you stated it's false. I'm not trying to get you to change that, but nonetheless, were you missing from community supervision? The note is that your whereabouts were known, thus an absconder from supervision.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And I'll just make a notation of that as false, because he did not admit that initially. And I'm going to go ahead and make my motion. That is.
Yeah, Mr. Oliveri had a.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Oliveri.
I just, for the record, wanted to say that V-Ray has multiple locations for their halfway houses. They have an intake house, and as the offender progresses through the program, maybe move to another house as part of a reward system. So it is quite possible he was moved to the Camelback location, however, never told the parole officer, and she went off with the prior notes indicating he was still in Maryland.
Thank you.
Unless a discharge letter was received.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri, duly noted. I'll go ahead and make my motion for phase one, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W0081 and our follow-up information from the Department of Corrections for allegation one, and for allegation number two, based on the admission of Mr. Diaz, in addition to the warrant and DOC information, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Diaz, we're going to move through the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you momentarily for questions, Mr. Diaz. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Diaz was released from the Department of Corrections on November 23rd of 2016. He was arrested on October 19th of 2017 by the Navajo County Sheriff's Office on our absconder warrant only. He was returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 286 days absconded. His projected supervision end date will be on April 5th of 2018. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, in 1983, three counts of theft, receiving 1 year and 6 months for each count. 1986, armed robbery, 7 years. 1990, narcotic drug violation, 8 years. And in 2013, aggravated DUI, 4 months. The offender has 5 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2, mental health score of a 1, and a substance abuse score of a 3. There is no STG gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1989, work furlough release, arrested on technical violation, work furlough was rescinded by the BOEC. 1990, parole release, absconder for 4 months, revoked by the BOEC. And in 1991, provisional release, completion, 5 months. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs noted. One other arrest in 2013, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation, and his community risk level is a G2, G4.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Back to you, Mr. Diaz. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Again, you're approved. When you left the correction system, you were approved to live at Vivre Recovery House. Again, we've been through this. They have the Maryland Avenue location. You're saying it's the 19th Avenue, but you were approved to live at Vivre. You were discharged from Vivre on, make sure I'm clear on that date, on January 5th, 2017, is that correct, sir?
Somewhere around there. I can't really remember.
Okay. Were you employed when you were outside of the correction system, sir?
Pardon me?
Were you employed? Were you working when you were outside of prison? Where were you working, sir?
Church of Chicken in Winslow, Arizona.
Did you say Winslow?
Yes, in Winslow.
Yes. That's where I actually live at.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. And how long were you working at Churchy's?
From the time I left to just now, by 11 to 10 months.
Okay, so you left the Phoenix area for Winslow then?
Yes, I can't. I don't know, the city's not for me no more. I got scared.
Well, we do commend you for working. I recognize that there are issues as far as you disappearing from community supervision, but it's still always positive when someone has a job and is being productive. Regarding programming, you're referred to task for your analysis. You're assigned the color pink. You failed to report to task on November 28, 2016. You had a negative. You later had a negative. Couple of negatives, so that's good. Again, we commend you for any negative your analysis. On December 6, 2016, you referred to CHC for substance abuse. You attended 2 classes and missed your scheduled class on December 27, 2016. Mr. Diaz, did you have past issues with drug abuse or addiction?
No, sir. I used to take classes because of my wife.
Because your wife has addiction issues, or because of what?
Yeah, she's an alcoholic. She's a real bad alcoholic, and I actually quit drinking. I only drank one time, and I've been taking classes in community bridges. I took them for a while.
How long have you been free from alcohol?
Actually, about since 2000 when I got released. I haven't drank till 2013. I've been raising my children sort of living on my own for a while.
So after your aggravated DUI in 2013, you stopped drinking again?
Yeah, I just drank that one time, and then I never drank again. I still haven't drank.
Well, we commend you for that, too. That's always a good sign. And we hope you continue on the same path. You were missing for 286 days. I think you may have already answered the question, but what were you doing during that time? Just working for Churchy's?
Working for Churchy's Chicken. And helping my kids. I have kids out in Winslow.
Where were you living, sir?
I was Christine.
So why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer when you...
Because I have asked her if I could transfer because I told her I'm not going to mention her in Phoenix. That kind of got me scared because like I haven't lived in Phoenix since I left prison. I got used to a small city. And I asked her, I want to go home. And I told her, when is it my home? Because I can't handle the city no more. I'm so used to the Winslow is a small town, very small. And Phoenix is way too big for me.
Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate your honesty.
I actually got scared to tell you the truth.
I guess my last question is, you were arrested by the Navajo County Sheriff's Office. What happened that caused Navajo County to make contact with you?
Yes.
Why did they make contact with you, sir?
They said something about a domestic violence, but it never went through.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you.
No. Sir?
Yes.
286 days is a long time to be out as an absconder, sir.
Yes, I know.
And because of your previous record in 89, you had a tech violation. Then in 90, you absconded for 4 months. Then 91, sir, you came back and you completed yours for 5 months. How come you couldn't do it on this time, sir?
I haven't been to Phoenix in a long time. Uh-huh. But I got scared when I was in big city. Uh-huh. It's not the same no more. It's because when I got out, I moved into Winslow. I decided to leave Arizona, Phoenix, and I went to a small town.
Okay.
And for some reason, I feel safe there. I don't know. It's like a security blanket, I guess.
So were you in this small town when you absconded and you got your parole violated?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Diaz. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions? Okay, Mr. Diaz, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. It may, pardon me. Do you have a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, not really.
Well, thank you, Mr. Diaz. You've been very honest with the board. We appreciate that. The board's going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, especially because this is a telephone hearing, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as I stated, I appreciate that Mr. Diaz was very honest with the board, and I'm glad that he was working, but the fact remains he disappeared from community supervision for a very long period of time without making contact with his parole officer. He had no means of monitoring his activity when he was outside of the correction system, and as I say sometimes, this is just a fundamental disregard for community corrections, in as much as that we try to monitor a safe and productive transition back to the community. I am not in favor of returning him to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree. I just wish that he would have maintained with his PO and made contact with his PO, but the 286 days is a problem with the fact that even if he was back out again, it says he has a hard time with a big city, so if he was paroled back in here, which is strictly the responsibility of his parole officer or the authority of his parole officer. So I think he'd best just spend the rest of his time work on getting himself together so that he's released, he can go where he want to go. He won't be on any parole and he won't have to report to a parole officer.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
I agree.
Yes, I agree too, and I will follow up by saying that again, I think this time would be best spent him putting together a plan for his return to the community. It does not seem that any sort of community supervision in the metro area is not a good fit for him. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W0081, our discussion with Mr. Diaz, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Diaz was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse in a criminal way as our company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision and we could not account for his activity for, again, 286 days, as well as his failure to attend substance abuse counseling, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Diaz, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on or about April 5th, 2018. I recognize that sounds like a long time away, but it is virtually 4 months. Upon your release, there will be no community corrections officer, no parole officer. You'll be free to return to Winslow, pursue your own interests, and return to work. We do wish you the best and a safe transition back to the community in April. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Diaz, thank you for appearing before this board today.
Thank you.